He was only 2 seconds off when the world exploded with light. He was at one end of a hollow cylinder, at least 10 kilometers wide and of indefinite length. He was looking at the landscape of an entire world by a single flash of lightning, and he tried, by deliberate effort of will, to freeze the image in his mind. All around him, the terraced slopes of crater rose up until they merged into the solid wall that rimmed the sky. No, that impression was false. He must discard the instincts, both of Earth and of space, and reorientate himself to a new system of coordinates. He was not at the lowest point of this strange inside-out world, but the highest. From here, all directions were down, not up. If he moved away from this central axis toward the curving wall, which he must no longer think of as a wall, gravity would steadily increase. The tube of landscape that enclosed him was mottled with areas of light and shade that could have been forests, fields, frozen lakes, or towns. Narrow lines that could be highways, canals, or well-trained rivers formed a faintly visible geometrical network. And far along the cylinder, at the very limit of vision, was a band of deeper darkness. Dr. Mattson, the deacon, was squatting tailor fashion on one corner of his desk and holding forth informally.
"I don't understand the complaints," he said jovially. "The test conditions say all weapons, so you can protect yourself in any way you like. From a slingshot to a cobalt bomb. I think final examination should be bare hands, not so much as a nail file. But the Board of Education doesn't agree, so we do it this sissy way instead."
Doctor, I take it then that the board knows that we're going to run into dangerous animals?
The most dangerous animal known.
Doctor, if you mean that literally...
Oh, I do. I do.
Then I take it that we are either being sent to Mithra and we'll have to watch out for snow apes, or we're going to stay on Terra and be dumped where we can expect leopards. Am I right?
The deacon shook his head despairingly.
My boy, you had better cancel and take this course over.
But... Jasper says, in Predators and Prey,
I've said this 19 dozen times, but you still don't believe it. Man, he makes a leopard look like a tabby cat, which goes double for the female of the species. Read about the Donner Party, or the first Venus expedition. I hate to see some of you take this test. I really do. Some of you are city dwellers by nature.
Rod wondered if the deacon meant him. He began to see that he might have made a mistake in not cultivating other friends in the class besides Jimmy.